I guess that'll leave her a clear field then, huh?
She doesn't really think that Uncle Thomas can make any money out of that old gold mine.
I wonder if there really is one.
Uncle Thomas has always wanted to back a prospector, he said.
When will Butch be back?
He won't ever be back. Or at least when he does come back, it'll be too late.
He named his mine after Old Lady Mason, didn't he?
Yes, it's called the Bunny Mason Gold Mine.
If he digs deep enough in his gold mine, he might strike oil.
Mr. Butch and Uncle Thomas got awfully friendly before he left.
Just a couple of old pals now, huh?
Yes. Mr. Williams wouldn't like Uncle Thomas if he knew that Mrs. Mason hadn't been telling the truth.
You mean about Mr. Smith being her cousin?
Yes. If Butch knew Uncle Thomas wasn't any kin to the widow, I bet he wouldn't have put his arm around his shoulder.
He'd put it around his neck, I'll bet.
Oh, I could just cry, Cecil. Everything is all wrong.
It must be fun to have money to back a gold mine, though.
Any gold mine named Bunny Mason wouldn't be any good.
Is Mr. Smith going to give him the money in cash?
Yes. Butch asked him for it in cash.
Why doesn't he take a check?
Oh, he explained all that to Uncle Thomas. He said way deep in Mexico, he wouldn't get near a bank.
Your uncle is just going to hand him over a lot of money and kiss it goodbye, huh?
Yes. Mr. Butch asked him to get the money in $50 bills.
Why $50 bills?
So he can cash them. He told Uncle Thomas that was the best way.
So Mr. Smith is going to get him $2,000 in $50 bills and hand them over.
Yes. Isn't it awful?
When Butch is gone, Mrs. Mason will be popping over here every night. Now, won't she?
Mm-hmm. I've thought of that.
Well, I guess it's in the bag then, all washed up.
Not until next week, Cecil. Lots can happen by then.
It's as good as settled. I'll bet nothing happens to stop it.
I'm thinking of making something happen.
Sally, don't try and fix this. Let it ride.
Well, I can pray, can't I?
I don't know. I never heard you.
Well, I can. And I'm going to wish on stars every night that Uncle Thomas will back out.
So that Butch Williams will have to stay here longer?
And I'm going to eat a lot of chicken so I can wish on the wishbones.
Why don't you follow laundry wagons and pick up horseshoes?
And I'm going to put all my clothes on backwards so I can make a wish when I take them off.
You haven't got a rabbit's foot, have you?
There's nothing the matter with my feet, thank you.
No, it's higher up.
What are you talking about?
Oh, nothing. What were you saying?
I was saying that I'm going to wish on white horses that something will keep Butch Williams from leaving without marrying Mrs. Mason.
You only see white horses in the circus.
And I'm going to get a wishing stone and wear it down with wishes.
Why don't you get a hope chest and hope a little?
Very well, Cecil. You can snare if you want to, but just you wait.
I'm not snaring. I just never did get much out of wishing, that's all.
Well, you wait and see. If you want a thing bad enough, it happens.
It's bad enough already, isn't it?
And if you have a strong mind, you can concentrate and make things happen. So I'm going to start thinking and concentrating. That's what they call that's what they call getting what you want with thinking. So you better go now, Cecil, because I want to sit here for an hour and just concentrate and concentrate and...